Well, I do greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just good to be back here again. Been a while, though, since I've been here, and I do bless the Lord for his faithfulness and his kindness that he continues to show to us. And I'm so glad that I can say that you all have been involved in our work that we are doing for the Lord in helping people in the city of Buffalo. But before we do anything else, let's go to a word of prayer. My God and my Father, I thank you for this opportunity of coming into your presence in and through the Lord Jesus Christ and in the power of your Holy Spirit. How wonderful. And how wonderful you have been to us. And I'd ask even now, Lord, that your Spirit might do the work that he desires. And I'm going to give you thanks and praise for it all in our Lord Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, may I say this, though, it's been real good to have all of you, all you have worked with me and the work that we have done in such a long time. And I just think that it's just good to go over some of the things that has been done and accomplished through the work that you all have done. It's been some time. What I'm going to do, I'm going to reach in my wallet. I'm going to bring out some stuff that I have here that you all did. Oh, my, been a long, long time ago. And so I just think it's just good to let you know that we are still basically going on and doing the work that we believe that God has ordained for us to do. And one of the things is, and I look back through the years, and how I do thank the Lord for all of the things that you all have done. Now, this is amazingly good, and God has sent me and sent us out to do some things that he desired for us to do. And I do have here what I want to bring out, first of all, to let you know just how good things have been going since the time. Now, I don't think that most of y'all remember when y'all kind of gave me a letter of commendation. It's been a long time, but I think it's good for me to bring that up, to let you all know that we are still functioning in the city of Buffalo. But I can't function the way I used to function, and it's just one of those things. But I do thank God for Blaisdell here. In 1966, that's a few years ago, right? I think it is. There was someone that we knew. His name was Raymond Stifler, correct? And then there was Donald Palmer. And then there was another Raymond M. Stifler. And then there was an Edwin A. Palmer. This was the commendation that you gave me through by the Elmwood Gospel Chapel. When we first went there, of course, it was called the Assembly Hall. And then it was from there that I kind of got to know all of you. And I just wish to thank you and to praise you, to praise the Lord for the work that you all have done in enabling us to go on, and we just want to thank you for what you have done in that manner. You see, you commended me, and oh, I've kept it with me all of these years. And I just want to read the last paragraph here. He says, therefore, because we talk about Gospel Expansion Foundation, this is therefore, in compliance with scriptural precedent and as elders, trustees, and participating active brethren of the Buffalo area assemblies, we heartily commend our brother Otis C. Tillman, and I wish to thank you very much for all of this that you have done. And not only that, down through the years, you all have been faithful working along with us, and we have done something. If it were not for you, we would not have the Bible Chapel at 100 Northland Avenue. If it were not for you, we could not have gone and done some of the works that we have done. Now, you may not realize this and you may not know, but we helped people in the South. We helped them out East. We have done so many works. Some of you may remember Michael Flowers, and I know that some of you remember Sam Hart. All of these that we worked together, and the Lord was so gracious to give us that opportunity of moving in that direction. And just to think that you all have done such a great job in aiding and in helping us to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In spreading that gospel, here's sometimes what you do. You run into a problem, especially in our country. We have run into it, and this is one of the reasons why the Lord led us so very strongly to make sure that the Word of God was proclaimed among the African Americans of the United States. And so this has been our thing, that this is what we have been doing. But I want you all to understand and to know that I believe that everyone who names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, take him as their own personal Savior, they are put in the body of Christ. And this is something that I don't see so very much today in that manner. But that is what we need to proclaim so very strongly, because Christ Jesus is the head of the church. Am I correct on that? That's what the Word of God tells us. And then when we believe on him, we are added to that body and mind. How wonderful it is. Do you know what? He says that you are spiritually born into that family, and so therefore no colors or anything comes into play. It is the Spirit of God who brings us into right relationship with God. And when that happens, God plants us within the body so that we can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. I can say that I'm glad that I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. And I'm sure that you can say that same thing. You're out here tonight to listen to an old man who is now 86 years of age, will be married on June the 4th, 62 years. He cannot function like he used to. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm a little bit elderly. But I do believe, God, that he's going to continue to keep me so I can continue to preach the unadulterated gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you all have been listening to our program, you know that we have been dealing with certain things, and we are dealing in particular with reconciliation, because our program right now is called Reconciliation. And that's the radio program. But also, we are doing something that has really sapped all of my strength, y'all. I didn't know it. So I want you to pray much for me. Didn't know that was going to happen. So I want all of you to understand this, because they are putting up a building. I did not know that I was going to be so involved that all of my strength was going to be taken away from me. Everything has come my way. Therefore, I want you all to realize that I just can't function the way I used to. I wish I could, but I can't. But the Lord, He knows all about it. I know I'm in the Lord's hands. And so I allow Him to do what He wants to do as far as I am concerned. Okay? I don't want to talk all so much about me, but I do want you all to know the reason why I can't function the way I used to function. Everything, I don't care what it is, the people downtown are giving us permissions to build here in the city of Buffalo. You know, that's hard. They come to me with all of this. There's no one else that I can depend upon that is constantly. Sure, we have a board. We do have a board, and I thank God for the board that you all have allowed our brother to come and work with us. I never will forget, though, looking back, going back all of those years when David was much younger, David Stifler I'm talking about now, when he used to bring a group of kids and young people over, and my, what a wonderful time they had of leading people to the Lord Jesus Christ and letting them know that here there's only one way to get to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus. So David has done a splendid job. I remember his sister Pearl, all of them, what they did. I remember Charles Goodyear. What is that? I remember them coming in. Oh, it's been such a wonderful time. So all I'm doing is just kind of going back over that, and just to let you all know how involved that you have been in our work there. The craft class was something else. We had never seen anything like that, but that's the way it turned out to be. Beautiful, wonderful. We used to have the place just packed out with children, and it was just wonderful to see them coming in and doing such a great work. And so what I am saying, that things are still there. There are things that can and should be done. But we are thanking God for what has happened. As I look back and as I see all of these wonderful things that you all have done, the only thing that I say, I'm happy in the Lord that I got to know you. I'm glad that God has done it in such a wonderful way. And so, would you mind if I just tell you how I became among the Brethren movement? It was something else. You see, in Lackawanna, New York, I became one who was brought back to the Lord, because I strayed away. I wanted to become a professional boxer, a fighter. That didn't work out. But here's what God did. He had me to come out with a friend of mine named William. We came out to the beach out here, and we were playing around, and he threw me over his shoulder accidentally, because we had come out to go swimming, and it dislocated the shoulder, and I couldn't do what I desired to do. And so at night, I would get up, and I would walk, not happy because of what had happened to me. But during that time, my sister and my mom, they had the radio on, and one time I was sitting in the kitchen and the radio was just going, that was Churchill Tabernacle. And I heard the gospel once again, and the Spirit of God pointed the finger at me, and it was at that time that I responded to the Lord Jesus Christ. That was at 20 Gates Avenue in Lackawanna, New York. Okay. From there, I started taking some correspondent courses through Moody Bible Institute at that particular time. And then there used to be a group of people who used to come to Lackawanna and would preach the gospel. Wasn't it the Blaisdell group? And with the Blaisdell group, then we used to go to the prisons and proclaim the word of God. Yes, it was. And this is the way I started to hear you all, and I got acquainted with you at that particular time. But I was not among the Brethren movement at that time. And then I got in touch at Moody Church with H.A. Ironside, and thus that was the cause of me, or one of the causes of me, to go south. And I don't know whether you all remember Sunday School Times. There was an ad in the paper that they wanted others to come, especially the Negroes, as they were called at that particular time, and they still do, the Negroes, to come to Florida. And we went there. And it was there that I began to learn about the Brethren movement. But then I came back to Buffalo. I came back home. And then as coming back home, I was asking, because Louis Spears Jacobson, he was raised among the Brethren, and the way he worked with the school of Evangel Bible Institute, the way he worked at that school was this, that we had a time of being with him, and we would have breakfast together with him, and then we would take these little booklets, and we would sing out, and they had no notes or anything, and then we would sing out of them. And it was there, and I said, what is this going on? And then BM Knowledge and TB, they came that way too, and they would stop in that area. And so I got to know BM Knowledge, which was in Detroit. And now, having that said and coming, and I asked, because I had gotten into trouble because of the truths of the Word of God that was given to me, and I was having some difficulty with the Baptist group that I was with, and I was asking around, where are those who follow the New Testament truths that I find here in the book of Acts? No one that I knew could tell me that, so I wrote to Dr. Ironside, and he gave me three groups of people in Buffalo. He gave me J. Palmer Montz Baptist, no. Then there was the Assembly Hall. Okay, and then there was the other one. I'm sorry, I can't think of his name right now. I know Kensington, but that's not the one I'm talking about. But here it was. I then wrote again to H.A. Ironside. And now he was telling me, Otis, it would be good for me to go to one of the assemblies. I went to Assembly Hall, as I just told you. I went there. I believe that I was the first black that came there with them at that particular time, 111 Elmwood. I never will forget it. And so I was there with them, brought my kids up, and they were also over there with them. Not only that, I got to know Kensington, I got to know all of these, and then that's when I start meeting in with the brethren. And so afterwards, getting all of that good stuff that y'all gave to me, I was just so happy, and I praised the Lord that here are people who are following the Word of God. And so it was just a thrill to my very heart and life that here it was, and you'll have to commend it. And then afterwards, when you commended me to go and preach the gospel to the African Americans, and thus this is what we have done, and this is what we have been doing. But we have also preached among the whites, in particular, carrying out this tremendous gospel, y'all. And so the thing is, in dealing with this, I want you all to understand that here's what God has done, brought me to that place that I cannot get away from, preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That gospel is something, as it disturbed my heart, it brought me into right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and now the only thing that I know that I have that makes any sense at all to me is the gospel of our Lord Jesus. And that gospel is something else, and that's the reason why I can rejoice over reconciliation, that I was reconciled, brought into right relationship with God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? God said it to me, and this is the thing. God says, Otis, you are a sinner, and my thing is that I want you to be holy like I am holy. Impossible. It could not be, because I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And being born again and shapen in iniquity, I have no claim upon God whatsoever. But God then, He had a claim upon me, because He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world and purposely went to the cross in order to rescue me from sin and bring me into friendship with God. And I can rejoice, can't you, that you are a friend of God on account of what Jesus Christ has done. His blood cleansed us from every sin and brought us into right relationship with God. And here we are. We can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory because of what Jesus Christ has done. So He's told us that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. But the part that we have to do is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And when that happens, what happens to us? We then are placed in the body of Christ just as God pleased. You know, I like that. Don't you? Sure. Listen, now you all can talk back to me, because this is what we do when I'm preaching anyway at home. Okay. All right. There's just so many wonderful things. And so if you will then, just turn for a moment with me. I'm not going to be here long, you all. In 1 Corinthians, I believe it is. It's chapter 12. It's something else. Look what chapter 12 tells us. It tells us something. Verses 12 and 13. Let's just read that. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Bless God, right? Now, I'm going to skip down because I think this is very important of what God has done when we respond to him. In verse 18, he says, "But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. He placed me in the body where I am," right? He placed you in the body. That's where you are. And God wants you to recognize that fact, that this is what he has done for us, brought us into a right position with himself. So now he can say, "Be holy, for I am holy." God has said it, and it's just tremendous, y'all, that we can be in that aspect of things. Look what God has done. He has done some beautiful and some wonderful things for us. And this, I guess it kind of catches some of us, because it tells us in the Word of God, in Corinthians, that we have the mind of Christ. Amen? Yes, we have the mind of Christ. That's beautiful. Now, it also tells us in Corinthians that there is sometime a problem. It lets us know about our walk. And here's what we have in chapter 10. We have something here that comes on very strongly, y'all. And I'm going to read it, starting at verse 3. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." What I am saying here is this, that we do have the mind of Christ, and God intends for us to live out what Christ Jesus has done for us. And so it makes it so that we can walk in this world, but we have to remember that here it is, that the old flesh. So I do believe that we have the flesh that creates a problem, for all of us. We can get out of tune with one another, and I think it's terrible, but we can do it. We do not know what happens, but here's what happens. If you're understanding me, here's what happens. Here's what comes down at us. We allow Satan to use our minds to create problems. And God says, no, he doesn't want it that way. You have the mind of Christ. He says, I want to live in that manner, that you have the mind of Christ. This is tough business that I'm talking about now, to live in that. Why? Because all those old bad thoughts come at us sometimes, right? Bad thoughts come. They arise. They come at us from every angle. And it creates a problem for us. But God wants us to recognize the fact that this is what he has done. He wants us to understand that we are in the Spirit. We are in the Spirit. This now is what we have. We are controlled by the Holy Spirit who indwells us. But we also have the flesh. And that creates all sorts of problems. So the war is on. The fight is on. And so what God wants us to do then is to recognize that this is where we are. We are in the Spirit. So what do we have here? If we look at Galatians, it also tells us some tough things, you all. And this is in the fifth chapter of Galatians. It tells us something. You know, these scriptures, we need to learn them. We need to have them so that we can have them at our disposal at all times. And here's what we have. If we will, look at Galatians, the 5th chapter. In verse 16, we get this. I say then, this is Paul talking to them, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh wars against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But, contrast now, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love one another. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And so what it is saying then, what this is telling me then, that when we are born again, that the Spirit of God indwells us and he brings all of himself into us. You know, this is dynamic. I'm telling you because God intends for us to live the way that he has so outlined it for us. And so therefore, if your brother or your sister are short sometimes. Sometimes they are not up to doing what you desire for them to do. The point is that here we are, those who love the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are to live the way he has desired for us to live. And when we live the way he wants us to live, everything runs smoothly, good. And we are so thankful. We are so thankful that we are having that building put up. Thankful for what you have done in helping us. That we have the outside frame up. We do not have the doors up as yet. But it won't be too long before we do have that all closed in. And we thank God that we can have it now so that we can serve even better than what we were dealing with the kids as far as the summer is concerned. We have a year-round program where we can teach them the gospel all around that year. So that's going to be just fine. But this is what God is doing. And not only that, we have so many clothes that come in and we give out. But not only that, we get food there to help to feed the people. We just have all of these good things that God has given to us. And we have not slowed down any when it comes down to doing that sort of work. And I'm just amazed at how God has used and has kept me going, you all.
I got a bad knee. I cannot run down that step or fall down that step. It creates a problem. But if I'm up here walking, no difficulty whatsoever. So there are certain things that I can do, and I just bless the Lord and praise the Lord for it. So I want you all to continue to pray for us, but I also want you to pray for our young people. I do bless God that there are some young men coming in, and I praise God that this is going to happen. But do you know what? Three men that I counted on, I believe I may have told you this before, that we lost these three men, they died. They were the men that was supposed to carry on the Bible chapel. But God took them. And now what has happened is then that the weight has come on me even there. So the thing is that here's what is happening is piling up and piling up and piling up. But God gives the strength. And so I'm so thankful that he continues to do that. And I want you all to continue to pray for me, because I have told my wife and them that I'm going out on the street corner again to preach the Word of God, because of it's so needed everywhere you are. People just do not serve the Lord. It was not too long ago that this is what happened. Right up the street from us, a kid got shot to death. We heard the shots. We ran up the street to see what had happened. We crossed over Ferry Street, and over Ferry Street, the next house, that young man was shot. We prayed to God that he had received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I don't know. I know that we did have him in our summer program. Things are going on everywhere, and the gospel needs to be preached everywhere, y'all. No let up, because I don't believe it'll be long before the Lord Jesus Christ himself shall come again. And you know what? I'm listening for the shout. I want to see my Jesus. I want to glorify him. But oh, how wonderful it is just to know my Lord. Just to know that he's coming back. That when we run into trouble and there are things that come into our heart and our minds, and sometimes we wish that the Lord Jesus Christ would burst through the azure sky and call us to be home. But he says, no, there's a work that you have not finished, that I want you to remain here, and you remain here until I say, come home. I'm looking for it, because it's not going to be long. Thank you for being such nice people to have us out here. Thank you for praying much for us. Thank you for praying for an old man like me. Thank you for it all. Okay? I want everyone to know that I love you in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to close now in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your word that you promised that it would not return to you void. And so I thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.